But right now, let's go out to Ron Bamier. Ron, thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So let's get some plugs out of the way first off. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm Ron Bamier at the law offices of Bamier and Erickson. We're in Ventura, Santa Barbara.
And Bamier is
www.bamierandericson.com and at Bamier and Erickson on Twitter and also on Facebook.
And Bamier is Bamieh and Erickson with a K or a CK?
Yeah, with a CK.
CK. All right, so help me understand what this judge was up to. Is there something I always want to give the story? You know, headlines are so distorted and so misleading these days. I always want to leave the potential of the shadow of a doubt that there's something more to this story. So please tell me there is.
I think so. First of all, just understand that we're talking about Del Norte County, the farthest northern county of our state, I believe. So there could be things different there that we don't understand, and the culture could be different there than we don't understand. But
how dare you?
Overall,
how dare you?
I'm just telling you that
it's a culture. It's a culture where people are allowed to rape their sisters. Anyway, so here we go.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that sentencing in different counties is different. For instance, in Ventura County, a case like that, for sure, you're going to prison. In L.A., maybe not, because in Los Angeles County, they don't sentence as severely as they do in Ventura County. Hmm. So depending on the county you're in when you commit the crime, sometimes determine the length of your sentence. But going to the facts of the case, which I tried to do by doing a little more research into it, what I found was that, you know, obviously Mr. Bruder is the guy's name who raped his sister. His family all wanted a lenient sentence, including his sister, which I found surprising, which may have influenced the judge.
Bizarre.
Additionally, you know, just so people understand, I do criminal defense work, as you know, and when I will often, if I could, trade jail time to avoid the sexual registration.
Okay.
I don't know, but on this case, it's mandatory sexual registration. Now it's mandatory prison. He must have committed this crime in 2016, not 2017, because in 2017, that crime is mandatory state prison. And he obviously benefited from the fact that he did not commit the crime this year. The law changed, obviously, due to the Brock Turner case. The legislature passed a law making rape of an unconscious person mandatory state prison. Also, the facts indicate there's some question as to, let's say, what a jury would have done. So there must have been some deal-making going on. When you read the facts, there are two different facts presented. The DA's facts version is that he plied her with marijuana dabs, they called them. The defense attorney's version was that they were using drugs together and while both intoxicated, then had sex. And that's the difference between rape of unconscious person and potentially statutory rape, which are treated much different in the law.
So are they claiming that the marijuana rendered her unconscious?
Well, there's different versions of that event. The DA saying she was rendered unconscious, didn't recognize him. The defense attorney said that they were both high. They both were their judgment was off.
Yeah.
She did not use the word unconscious when I read her statement. This was a pre-trial plea at a very early stage, which defendants often get the benefit of. Usually that would result in a low term of state prison. Of around 3 years, or 2 years, actually. I think it's 236 is what the sentencing structure is on this. I'm assuming the guy had no prior record also. Even with all that saying, in Ventura County, there's no doubt that gentleman would have gone to prison.
In
Barbara County, that guy would have gone to prison.
How long? Like a long prison sentence?
Well, he would have gotten at least what we call the low term or the midterm, so 2 to 3 years in prison.
And would there have been a way to plea out the registering as a sexual offender? It seemed to me that's a fact.
Only if you reduce the charge. The charge itself, if you plead to any kind of statutory rape as a felony or as to a rape of an unconscious person, that's mandatory registration as a sex offender, which, by the way, is an onerous consequence to any sex offense.
I understand, and I've been sort of, Lisa Stroman and I have been coaching parents that the sexting can help these kids that sext each other. They can end up on the sex offender list just for asking for or sending or harboring sexed of their peers, right?
Depending on the ages.
If they're under 18.
If they're under 18, yeah. If an 18-year-old or over is sexting somebody who's under 18, yes, that could happen.
And what if they're both 16? My understanding is in California, you get into trouble with the same way.
No, unless you distribute that image or the sex to other parties.
Right, okay.
If you're in a there's various...
Which does happen a lot. That's what these kids do. They share it, so... And
they share pictures and everything, and that's when you get in trouble.
Right. You end up on a sex offender list in addition to having committed a felony every time you share it.
Depends on the age, once again. We lean heavily against registering juveniles as sex offenders.
You as a defense attorney or we as a state?
No, the state of California.
Interesting.